This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. The Combined Corporate Moonbase Project, a sign of our ongoing success.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, broadcasting. The controls are a little off here. Sorry. This is Roger Brigado Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta. The date is December 8th, 2098. The time is 14:52. Please note that for the first time, I am not broadcasting from Moonbase Theta. I departed from there on December 5th on a trip to inspect the microwave towers meant to connect our base with a larger communications network. This network, of course, has not been in operation since May of this year, when the last bases on the near side were still cycling through their shutdown sequences. No explanation was ever given for the network going down. It was blamed on standard system outages and messaging rerouted through satellite communications instead. We planned a route for my trip extending from our base to the closest optimal location, Moonbase Delta, on the close side near the Mare Fecunditatis, the Sea of Fertility, passing by all intermediate towers. The bulk of the trip was in negotiating the terrain from our side. There were numerous occasions where the rover slipped on the edge of a crater, twice when I took a spill and had to rest and effect repairs. I took naps as I could after performing inspections. The towers on our side were relatively undamaged and seemed in working order. To be fair, these also had to be constructed to survive a higher chance of meteorite impact. On the near side, this isn't a consideration, but it was here where I found the actual issue. Several microwave towers, after passing the terminator line, were severely damaged, one actually torn out of the rock and beyond simple repair. One of the reasons I've lingered here at Base Delta is looking for materials to put that tower back in place. The damages I found were of a low likelihood to be accidental. See images attached. I have to admit, I was in awe when I came up to a close side base. There's a lot more to see from the outside. Again, surface construction is a lot safer, but even the architecture is more impressive. The kind of swoop, and they've got fancy pointy bits that can only be for show. I guess you pretty them up because they're the ones visible from Earth. Anyway, the airlock worked. That's the most important part from my point of view. Speaking of points of view, and here I've been able to use Delta's equipment to focus in on what's happening planetside. I had to wait for you to spin around, of course, but at least there's still lights on at Rio. That's got to be something. Base operations report, Moonbase Delta. I thought while I was here I should take a look around. Naturally, water and power are minimal, as the base has been completely decommissioned. There weren't a lot of supplies worth raiding. They appear to have been meticulous in following their shutdown schedule. However, I thought it was worth checking their storage level, and I'm sure you can guess what it is that I found there. Stasis pods for all 36 Delta crew members, still plugged in and awaiting retrieval. I checked the logs. Retrieval was scheduled at the end of their sequence on June 14th, almost 6 months ago. That's a long time left waiting in the cold. From here, I'm plugged into the computers for the full network. I was able to pull up statistics on the other decommissioned moon bases. Alpha, 33 personnel, 33 still in stasis pending retrieval. Beta, 26 personnel, 26 still in stasis pending retrieval. Gamma, 20 personnel, 19 still in stasis pending retrieval. One pod shows a critical failure, didn't close correctly. Epsilon, 31 crew, 31 pending retrieval. Zeta, 19. Ada, 23. But hey, those pods seem to be working better than we thought. This message will broadcast through the network and should appear in your feed momentarily. I'm going to wait for 24 hours in case you have a reply. At that time, I will load up and start the trip back. You'll know where to find me. Moonbase Delta, out.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. Lehman Kessler is Roger Bergato Fisher. The episode was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost color girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're gonna get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season two. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.